Blackstone Audio presents Smoketown, The Untold Story of the Other Great Black Renaissance by Mark Whitaker. This book is read by Prentice Oniemi. For my grandparents, Edith McColes Whitaker and Cleophas Sylvester C.S. Whitaker Sr. Grandmother Edith was the only child of two old Pittsburghers, as black folks who arrived before the Great Migration were called. A striking beauty in her youth, she was among the first black graduates of Schenley High, the city's most illustrious public school, and a gifted pianist who once performed at Pittsburgh's Carnegie Hall. Granddad was born on a tenant farm in Texas, the 11th child of two former slaves. He came to Pittsburgh during World War I and worked as a chauffeur for a white undertaker who helped set him up in the funeral home business. Although he never finished high school, he prided himself on appearing a man of education and means, with his wire-rimmed glasses, suspendered suits, and patent leather shoes. Growing up, I knew none of this history. My father, C.S. Sill Whitaker Jr., left Pittsburgh to go to college and never moved back. By the time I was old enough to remember family visits, Granddad had suffered a severe stroke. Grandmother had taken over the funeral home and moved it to a neighborhood called Beltshoover, after the city tore down the heart of the Hill District, long the center of black business and social life. Then I wrote a family memoir, and while doing research, I came across two photos of my grandparents in the online archive of Pittsburgh Courier photographer Teeny Harris. Clicking through the archive, I discovered what a remarkable world my grandparents had inhabited. I was eager to learn more, and the result is this book. I hoped that they would say I had done that world justice.